From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. So on inflation, let's start at home. Groceries overall cost 12% more now than they did a year ago. The price of chicken is about 20% higher, and the price of eggs more than 30% higher. As Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, inflation is pushing more people to food banks again.
When the pandemic first hit, the number of people going to Feeding South Florida's food bank more than doubled, from 700,000 to more than 1.5 million. Paco Velez is president and CEO.
As people started getting back to work, that number started to decrease and stabilize. And then our families got hit again, this time with inflation.
Now, Velez says the number of people coming is over a million again, and many are coming a lot more often, too.
We're living through the hungriest summer in recent history.
Allison O'Toole is CEO of the Second Harvest Heartland Food Bank in Minnesota. She says more people are struggling now than in the summer of 2020.
During the height of the pandemic, policymakers came to the table with smart policies to help families,
including enhanced unemployment benefits, stimulus checks, and the expanded child tax credit.
And all of that helped keep the worst of the COVID-era hunger at bay.
But O'Toole says since those supports have ended and inflation has spiked, food insecurity is rising again. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.